Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me, we have Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage.
It's me.
All right, who has the question of the day? I think it's Mike this time?
Yeah.
Hit me.
Who did your character idealize or idolize as a... as a kid, who did you look up to?
Like an inspirational figure type thing?
Inspirational figures.
Okay. Not like a deity, but like...
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, who is your hero? Not necessarily cape-related, but...
Besides your parents. But for the two who like their parents.
Fair.
That's rude.
Your answer was going to be Nighthawk. And
no, it wasn't! I was thinking!
It wasn't the Herc.
It wasn't!
Oh, I've got a couple of cheapo answers, but...
I want a real answer.
Yeah. I always take the cheapo route because it's funny. Because I could easily say somebody like Einstein or Hawking or... Claw.
Shit. Hawking might still be alive in this universe. Muscular degeneration.
Yeah. Demon comes over and goes, no.
Or literally anyone with a heal spell.
Yeah.
Damn, that would... Science...
Yes, but that was pre-Surge.
Magic's still a thing.
Yeah, a lot more rare.
Saren exists.
Understood.
Lancaster Medical.
I know. But, yeah. He would, you know, he likes the... You know,
so like a scientific luminary?
Yeah.
Your Newtons, your...
Exactly. He would look up to the science types and...
Tesla,
Claw.
Yeah. So I'm going to say scientific luminaries for you.
Yeah.
Art, what you got? So before you got your powers, this is like, if let's say 8-year-old Chris, who was the person he looked up to most in the world besides his dad? Because as a single dad, it was your dad. But who was it besides him?
I guess it would probably be some sort of rock climber.
Huh. Powered or unpowered?
Probably unpowered.
Then, but maybe... Or is he still unpowered?
I don't know.
Or is he just not on the scene anymore? Or you don't follow the scene as much?
I don't follow the scene as much.
Huh. Okay, any particular... You got a name for him?
No, not really.
I could
go with the cheap answer and say it's Rocky something.
I knew it was going to be. I literally was going to say it out loud. I'll just make it Rocky Stone. I can make up a name real
Rocky
quick.
Stone.
Rocky Road.
Oh, uh-huh.
Rhodes.
Yes.
Cliff Chandler, like Cliff Handler, or Boulder Bradley, something like rock related, or
yes,
I think Cliff Chandler works. I'm taking it. Cliff Chandler,
that'll work.
Famous rock climber.
Yeah, he, you know, before the Surge, he didn't have powers. After the Surge, his powers don't really apply to climbing. But
I don't know. I haven't figured out if he ever shows up. We'll roll for it. Mirage, what you got? So, Natalie, who is Mirage's inspirational figure?
I straight up thought, I don't know what their name is, but is so, like, I guess she's not in Kentucky because of the Kentucky Derby, but I think growing up, she'd watch, like, a lot of, like, Animal Planet, basically.
Okay.
And there was someone on there that,
male or female?
Female, obviously.
I got an answer.
And she she rode a horse, and she was cool, and that was her inspirational figure. It was someone on the TV.
Is she like
would do like tricks with the horse and stuff.
So
like they had like animal type
powers. A horse trick rider?
Yeah, and she thought that was cool.
You had a name for that horse trick rider?
No, but I had another answer.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Irwin's daughter?
Yeah.
Bindi?
No, I don't want to use a real person for that.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to avoid that. But
let's do something like Jesse. Oh, Tall Shadow.
call Shadow.
Yeah, she's a Native American. And she had magic even back then.
Yeah.
Because the shit fucking works.
Yeah.
It works even better now that the Surge is here. But they figured it out. They figured that out in this world a long time ago. That's why there's a lot more Native American presence in my world. That's actually like a core a thing I established a while back. Cool. So, recap from last time, they finished up the crew finished up the gala, and they, you know, say they you know, they found out that there's what the next what the next year was going to entail, and then they were, you know, kind of in the visitor center waiting for the teleportation pods to arrive. They saved Roxas, Manuel Roxas, from the Athletico vampires. Not actual vampires, but soul-sucking humans. And
we should get some holy water just to double check.
And as they were, you know, taking care of Manuel, they hear a mass. They hear some scuffle, and then turn around to see Mr. Ho hauled off and hit Mrs. Ho so hard in the face she was launched 3-4 feet in the air. I mean, this is a slap. That was audible throughout the whole building. Like boom. So that's what you have. And she is now screaming bloody murder. And she's reaching out a hand to him. And you can all see blood red tendrils stretching from her fingers.
So no denying that one.
So there's no time to do anything while she's doing that, I'm assuming. Like, I can't make him invisible.
You're not nearly close enough. Unless you want to try and stretch your powers and do it.
I want to try to stretch my powers.
Roll it.
Fuck.
How'd you roll, Natalie?
I rolled a 3.
That is not going to succeed.
Yeah, I know. It's not going to succeed.
Okay.
We gotta do something!
Yeah, exactly. Like, the tendrils are stretching out from her fingers, and he is screaming bloody murder. Like, she's like, she's controlling me. I'm free. Someone please help me. And he is going to... I don't remember what his power is. I had it written down and I lost. I had it like...
Water?
She's blood. He has... I'm going to say he has some sort of like... like basic physical enhancement. Think like the Paragon thing, but just the base level. He's just better. Plus 2 to all stats. Like, that's his whole power.
Yeah.
Low budget Paragon. Plus 2 to all stats. Which, with being a human, means he's just kind of good at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, that's what you have. That's what you guys have. He is screaming. He bitch slapped her. He hit her so hard. And she, and her head, like, cracked. And she, like, her head, like, swiveled like a horror movie. And then she ran after him. No one else in the room is doing dick. Yeah, you know for a fact that the 4 Athletic people are technically capes. Technically.
Technically. Oh. But they're not getting paid for this.
They're so. Corporate. Exactly. They're not under... Per their license, they should probably step in. Is it going to hold up in court? No.
No.
What? You're the only team there. What do you do?
You want me to grab them and go?
I was going to say, I would be screaming, you cowards, you need to do something to them.
Oh, roll me a intimidation. I think that's the first time I've ever... I think that might be like the 3rd or 4th time I've ever asked someone to roll that skill. This is not exactly... Like, asked for it. People always ask if they can use it, but like actually asked for it. Yes?
I rolled a 15 plus 1 for 16.
Let's roll some...
I know it's not going to do well, but I feel like I did okay.
This is Tychus's parents.
Okay.
They both give you the finger.
Oh!
17 and 18 on the dice.
Oh, shit!
So let's roll the big dice. Self's parents. You ain't got nothing on the fucking Athletico team. Not one of them rolled less than a 13 on the die.
I rolled pretty good, though. But I am pretty proud.
I rolled fucking
I know, they just bonkers. Don't care. They don't care.
Yeah. And you know, they're powerful, like, but you're not sure if they're actually that strong when you do some math.
Oh, I know, but still, like, they're adults, they should be doing, like, she, in her head, you are adults, you should be doing something.
Yeah.
That's what she's thinking.
You're thinking step up or step left, and they fucking step hard left. What do you do?
I'll grab him and get him out of here.
Okay.
Okay, roll initiative, everybody.
I know what I'm going to try to do, but I know it's not going to work.
Fuck. Let me get a quick encounter.
This is unfortunate. I rolled an 8.
8 plus 2. I go before you.
I kinda figured.
I rolled an 11 plus 6.
That is not what I thought it was.
What's behind me?
I got it.
Thank you.
Alright, so that one. We just instinctively pass
that's
it
23.
Over.
I mean. Yeah.
There are two parties that matter in mine, red for blood, blue for the other guy. Mm-hmm.
Take 8. I'm going last.
I have a 15 for my from 15 for blood, and 18 for the other guy.
18.
You get 3. He gets 4.
I have 1. I'm sorry, but
technically you're 5.
85. I go dead last. But from a certain perspective, I go first.
I love that for you.
L9?
Yeah. 9L.
Fuck, I don't have Murphy.
No, you do not.
Fuck!
Which means Chaz has to perform.
God!
Chaz or Ted?
Or Harriet. Fuck, like... Ted? I feel like Ted would be either the Emperor Penguin
or... Do you want to get the guy out of here and I'll stand in... I don't like the thought of that.
Yeah, no. No, you're faster than no. I.
You're going to
She's
be...
She's also using mind control.
Exactly.
Yes. You're the last person that should be close by.
Yeah. Yeah.
With my downside? Yeah.
Oh, if
but
you
it,
get
but
out
it'd be fun.
If you get out of here and you see Murphy, tell him to get in here.
If I can, I'll swing by the...
I don't know. In my head, I thought they were like on a, like a rooftop having like a fucking dinner together.
They're all in our little apartment, whatever. Having
oh, shit!
Gala.
They are having that!
All three of them.
Oh, God. I can't summon him, can I?
Murphy?
Yeah.
You've never tried.
You might be able to.
Then I need to write. Okay, that's my plan.
It's worth a shot.
Might be a first level spell.
Yeah.
And it's a chance of failure.
Yeah.
All right. Nell, you are top of the order. What do you do with your action?
You're cowards.
Yep.
Why aren't you doing anything? They do the middle finger, obviously. And then I'm like, hey, trying to summon Ted.
No, Ted's
not
easy.
Ted.
Ted's easy.
Murphy's Ted's easy. I meant Murphy. Trying to summon Murphy.
Roll me a power check, please.
Which one?
Animal bond. Animals. It isn't technically right, but that's what I have to pick from.
18 plus 8.
Well, the DC was 25.
So you made it.
Just barely.
You, a tiny portal, no bigger than, like, his torso appears. And
big enough to fit his head through.
You see him snacking on a fish that he got out of the fridge.
What are you doing?
He's like, shit.
Busted.
He's like, are you fighting someone without me?
Yes.
Yes, and I need your help. Please come here.
I love to fight. He jumps through. I'm gonna say he'll lose like nah, he's not gonna lose any hit points. He's through. That is your action and your bonus action.
I know That's it was. It. That was the best. That was.
But as
that
he comes through the portal, he maximizes to his full size.
Yes.
He goes to large, like his normal large self.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Who am I kicking ass?"
That lady. That scary
the lady.
The lady
with the red tendrils.
He goes, "Oh, I don't wanna."
Ted.
He sits down. My turn. You fucked up so badly.
Murphy, I'm so sorry!
Call me the useless thing's name.
Ted's right behind me! And then we look at Ted. And he's like, huh?
What? Ted's not there
yet. You didn't summon him yet.
I didn't summon him yet! Fuck.
You used your action and bonus action to summon Murphy.
Okay,
And then you called him Ted.
That was good. It was good. It was beautiful. I loved it.
It's like I'm calling the...
Okay.
It's like when you have multiple children, you're like, Tommy, Noah, oh, I'm Mike, and it's like, oh shit, I'm sorry.
So she's going to rush up.
She doesn't go yet.
She was the 18.
No,
you're right, it's him. You're right, it is him.
It's him.
He's going to scream and run away.
Okay.
As he sees you guys coming to fight. He runs behind you.
Me? Okay.
He figures he's going to get in the melee. You might not. He wants to clash. He does know something about it.
That's true.
He heads behind you, Chris. Or Chimera, in this case. No one here is armored up yet, so just so we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm next, right? Oh, fuck. I'm not next.
No.
Who's next?
I am.
Fuck me. That's not good.
I'm gonna, as a bonus action, I'm gonna armor up.
Seems decent.
And then I'm gonna try to cast a hold person on her.
It fails.
Okay. I had to try.
Yeah.
It is.
She is not considered a human.
Yep.
And
creature.
Hold monster might have a shot though. It'd be difficult, but it has a shot. Alright, well, you have a movement. Would you like to move, or are you still going to stand?
I'm going to stand in front of him.
Alright. He's panicking.
How about this? I'll probably also say...
He's pulled out a very small pistol, energy pistol, like a Derringer style. He's like, it's good for two shots.
Just hang on to it.
And I'm sorry, this thing's like the size of a toy squirt gun. Like a kid's toy squirt gun.
I'm going to tell him that Go, you know, that you need to go to Sal. He'll get you out of here.
He's just cowering behind you.
Yeah.
Me, right?
Now it is you.
No one has attacked her, but you guys are aggressive.
You
guys ran toward her.
I technically am aggressive because I did cast a spell at her.
Roll me a constitution save. You really want to make this safe.
Yeah, I know I do.
Do I have enough D8s out? No, I don't.
What do you mean?
Agreed, it's fine. I'll go better.
That is a good number. It was so close to like three bad numbers.
You made the save?
16 plus 4.
That will make the save. So you're going to take half of this damage. This is... I'm going to say... It's her bursting out of his body made with blood.
Piercing.
She's rupturing out of your body. Out of your orifice, like all your orifices just... And, like, she turns into blood... Teleports into you, then flows out and hurts you that way.
Ew.
She's evil. Like, E-V-I-L.
Ew.
That's a 220. Yeah, she grows. It would have been 40. You'll take 20. And then she's going to try and attack you. Claw 1. 19 misses, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Claw 2. Fucking also misses. And then Claw 3. They said you're fine this time.
I took enough this turn.
And actually, the one last the last slash looks like it came from her hair.
Oh, lovely.
Medusa. As it grows into, like, her claws are made out of blood, and her hair takes on a blood-red tinge as it grows out, and it almost, it seems to writhe with her as she moves. And she her face has lost its traditional, like, Asian beauty to be... Roll me an Arcana check. Let's see if you can guess what, if you can figure out what she is.
No, with that roll. 5 plus 8 for 13.
I'll tell you everything you want to know, Mark.
All right.
She's what's known as a blood hag. They're fast. They're strong. They're tougher than shit. And they, if they kill someone, they turn them into blood puppets. They're immune to being charmed or poisoned. No other damage vulnerabilities that you know of.
Okay.
And you really, really, really don't want to get hit by their blood bullet. Their blood bolt. Or get grappled, because then they just auto-damage you with their hair. That seeps into your veins and sucks the blood out of you. Next!
Let me. I'm going to armor up. Grab... what's his name? Travis. And get him the hell out of there.
I believe that is correct.
Yes.
Travis who? Yeah, you armor up and then grab him. Where are you going with him?
Shinsoku probably started teleporting people.
Huh? Correct. You are in the visitor center. You know that there is a panic room here. It's only big enough for, like... I'm sorry, it's big enough for, like, 30 people.
Yeah.
But it can only be opened by an administrator. So the guy would be trapped in there until one of the school administrators can even let him out.
Okay.
It's anti-teleport, it's anti... It's a hermetically sealed anti-magic, anti-tech box.
Yeah. Is there anybody else in the immediate vicinity that other than us and the assholes from Athletico?
No, everyone else went home. And Manuel is in the bar where you left him. Safe.
We're going there. I'm gonna put... No, we don't want
him. No. There.
She follows him. No.
Yeah, no.
Bad tactics.
Yes.
I'll ask, as I'm flying towards the panic room, I'll ask Dido to reach out, contact Joker, appraise him of the situation.
Contacting Joker. Yeah. Connected. Speak.
We have a situation in the visitor center. Mrs. Ho, I can't remember her first name.
Ming.
Ming Ho is attempting to, well, murder her husband and, well, our team.
I didn't think I'd hear that tonight. Everyone's gone. The Gallo cleared the camp. We basically cleared campus out.
Okay.
I can paraglide to you.
I have Travis. I'm going to be putting him in the panic room. I'm just letting you know so somebody can let him out before he's left alone there too long and goes nuts.
Sure. You hear a zipper. He says, I'll be there as quick as I can. And you hear a window and then a howl of wind.
Yep.
And then...
Meanwhile, I'm, like, self-contained armor, so I don't have any of that going on.
Yeah, but you hear the wind rushing as he dives at his fucking top of the tower window.
Yep.
I'm on the way!
Yep.
That would be your... I'm going to say if you want to get him all the way to the panic room,
movement, it's going to be... action.
Yeah.
And bonus action was the armor.
Yes. That's it. Next, Athena. Murphy is still salty with you.
Of course he is. So, now's the time. We summon the armor.
Uh-huh.
Ted.
That would cost your action for Ted, if you're going to get your armor.
That's fine.
Okay.
Now it's Ted and Murphy's turn.
Ted and Ted's turn.
Ted and Ted's turn.
Currently, Murphy's not doing shit. Unless you make amends.
Murphy, I am really, really sorry. I didn't mean to call you Ted. I know it made you very upset. I promise that when we get back to the room, we can blame Q for the missing fish. And you can continue eating the fish.
What's a good number in a D12? He is a cat.
He is a cat. Good number on a D12? 8.
I gave you a 50-50. You're fine. I got a 5. You're fine.
Okay.
Did not get promise to give him the rest of the fish. He would have said no.
Really?
He said, what do you want me to do?
Both of you. There's no one left, obviously. So go up and beat the shit out of that crazy lady.
Got it, boss. And he... Oh, no. He says, got it, person on my watch list. And then he launches himself at her.
That's 7 plus 8.
Miss.
Yep.
I didn't even inflate her AC in that miss.
But Ted does hit her. 17 plus 8.
That'll hit.
Excuse me.
This is a good monster I found for this.
7 plus 7 for 14 damage.
14 damage.
And then could I add a 2d6?
Yeah, if you want.
6 more.
What element? Not that it matters. You know she doesn't have any vulnerabilities. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. That's you. Bonus action summon, action summon, minions. Art. You gonna summon a sibling?
Yes.
Which one? I want this one and this one. His options are, if I could pick this fucker up, Matthew Zachary or Andrew Ryan. These always come up together. No, seriously, it's happened like 5 or 6 times.
And you chose them this time. And
yeah, those two, they were not next to each other either. They were like, they were opposite end. They were like separated by 2.
They called to each other.
No fucking shit.
You know, eventually you're gonna unlock like pulling 2 of them at once, and you're gonna hit both of them.
The thing is, they can't ever be together outside of his mind or his soul. So, like,
it's gonna be Matthew.
Wind, right? Or ice?
Ice.
Bum, 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 bada, bum, bum. Blood. Famously difficult to freeze.
Yes.
Okay.
Alright, so I am going to... How does she enjoy her own powers?
Hmm? Some kind of control?
I'm going to use the ring.
Which ring?
Codex of Forgotten Lore.
To do what?
I am going to cast a life drain on her for 5 charges out of the ring.
Okay. So you're going to cast the life drain spell?
Yes. Con save.
That's a cap, I think?
Yep.
What's the damage?
10d6?
Yeah, that's a lot. Average 35. We know Art beat the fucking average on this one, though.
I know. So 10, 20, 35.
He hit the average. so that's like 17?
Yep.
Okay. And you heal that much, right? Or half that much?
Half that much.
So 8.
Yep.
Beats nothing. Anything else you're going to do?
Bonus
action to summon a sibling.
Bonus action to summon a single sibling.
So you have an action. You have a move left. You're no longer sheltering a...
Yes. I am going to...
Weenie. To be clear, he's not a weenie. He just got attacked by his wife, who has double, has triple his hit points, or more.
Yeah. I am going to go ahead and step away from her.
Yeah.
Because she appeared inside me.
She stepped outside of you. Are you going to step away?
I am going to take a 5 foot step. I know that don't.
That was a fucking four. I miss.
Five foot step is not a thing.
I'm going to sue my dice for non-support this session. Fuck me.
And then since Matthew is.
I'm already tagging in new dice. That's where
Holy
I'm at.
Holy shit! You threw that so aggressively in there, and the fact that it went one was so funny. That was so funny.
So,
any rejects in here?
All of them?
That's what your dad used to do.
All right. I'm gonna go grab some of his dice at this fucking point.
I'm going to go ahead and Matthew's going to step up into her and take a swing.
Okay. That's a one. You and me both, brother.
And then he's going to go ahead and do flurry of blows.
Yeah.
Three more, right?
Two.
Again?
It's another one, but that's better than a one.
Yeah.
You hit.
Yeah.
12 plus 7, I think it is.
Yeah, at least.
No, it's more than that. 9?
I think it's 9.
Yeah. It hits.
+6, +17.
Can you any? Is there any save attached to it or no?
Is that no.
On her turn for the frostbite?
Frostburn.
That's on her turn to make the save? After I take the damage or before I take the damage? Is it end of turn or is it?
I don't remember.
Do I have it pulled up easily? Wait. I did not pull that one up. I have every other page up pulled up, but not that one. Is everyone planning out what they're doing next?
Yes.
Mike's like, I stick him in the room. I get back to the fight.
Why not?
I want to say they make a save, because they already took the burn damage this turn, right? So they take it at the end of their turn if they fail a save. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And it ends if they make it. Okay, so you get once for free, then they gotta make the save. It's like the new burning smite for the new searing smite for paladins. You get one free extra damage.
Okay.
Okay. So, it's me, right? Yeah, it's a me. She's gonna try and kill Matthew now.
I'll just wait till I get back.
Hit. 17. Hit Matthew.
Hang on. I didn't pull up his other sheet.
Sorry, 15. I can't math. No, I know it's worse than 15.
Oh, yeah, no. 19 for his armor class.
No shit. I only hit once. Well, correction. I need a deck. This will actually matter because the second one hit. Roll me an acrobatics or athletics check. Your pick.
To get out of that grapple.
Correct.
Well, that'll be an athletics check. Mm-hmm. He's much better at that. 19 plus 7.
Boo.
Slip.
So I only get the one hit. Okay. So just regular claws. That's it. Still some good fucking damage, but... 10. Take 20. Slashing. That was it. You do see that her claws glow bloody as she hits him. And it looks like that blood is pooling along her arms. Not like seeping into her, but like it's gathering for some kind of effect. You guys are all close enough to see it. Sal.
You said 20?
20 even.
I put him in the panic room, let him know that he'll be safe in there and that things are going to, you know, we got somebody coming to take care of him.
He says, yeah, sure, put me wherever I'm safe, please.
Put him in there. Quote, yeah.
20 years as a puppet.
Mm. Yeah.
Close the door.
He is perfectly happy being by himself with nobody controlling his brain.
It was never his brain. That's the torturous part.
Yes. Only his body. He's already been in a closed room that he can't do anything in.
Yep.
So being locked in a room,
he can walk around. He's pretty excited. Okay.
I'm gonna make my way back.
If you'd like, you can take a ranged attack. You get most of the way back.
Okay.
I'm giving you the Benny of like I'm not gonna take you out of the fight for three rounds. You can at least get a ranged attack off. You don't have a teleport or anything left, do you?
I don't have that.
Okay.
But I do get to play with my new abilities.
Which one?
The...
Radiant Blast?
No, actually. This one is the weapon skills. Try my new weapon
out. Vex?
Actually, I was going to go with... what is it? Sap. Tactical Master. If you hit a creature with a weapon, that creature has disadvantage on the next attack roll before the start of your next turn.
Okay.
So.
And attack roll?
Yes.
Okay.
It gives it, you know, I mean, I could just do push, but.
Yeah. I got you. Alright, yeah, roll the hit.
Do I get my full attack action or just one?
No, you get full attack.
So, two attacks.
It's every time you use it. So you could vex. You could do one, then use the other on the other attack. If you already gave her this app. If you change weapons,
have to be within 30 feet. Tactical Master gives me sap, so that's a fighter thing.
Yeah, one of the things you can also use the Weapon Master on the weapon if you have it, which I believe is vex. If it's the pistol.
The pistol would be vex. Yes.
So it gives you, feet,
so.
I got you. Okay, yeah, roll the hit.
Am I within 30 feet?
Yeah, you can get within 30 feet, yeah. Okay. But you can't get next to her, but you can get within 30 feet.
Right. I'll do sap and vex. So first one is sap, which is a total of 18.
That will hit.
No, 19, but yeah. And the second
fun fact, really low AC. Well, not super low, but.
Second one also hits, so. 2d10, because of that, and 4d6. All right. Okay, so 10, 22, 24, 29, plus 8, so...
37?
Yep.
Yeah, you're on the list.
But that's a ranged attack.
Next.
And I get Vex on... She has Vex and Sap, so disadvantage on her next attack.
Oh, that was two attacks, right?
That was two attacks, yes.
Okay, I was like, that seems like a lot
and
of damage.
And my next attack roll, I get advantage on
her. Correct. That'll be next turn. But right. Yeah. Okay, I like it.
Did it that way on purpose.
On zero, she's going to... The blood on her arms is going to lash out at everyone within 20 feet of her. I believe that is
everyone.
Chris, Athena. It's everybody except Sal.
Yep.
I need dex saves from everybody. And she's taken that many damage since she did this, so she'll get that many dice. Jeez.
Definitely saves. Ted's
got a
natural
20.
That takes no damage.
And then Dex. 9 plus 9 for
18.
Okay.
What is Ted's form? Is he pesto?
He's not a dip.
Oh, no, he is not pesto.
Yeah, that's not good for me.
Oh, jeez, what would
I have no rerolls.
I believe last time he was out, he was a rainbow bunny.
That is correct.
He was and then he went emo.
Yes. And he was a black and white bunny.
I do remember this.
What'd you roll for Murphy?
I rolled an 18 plus 1. 2, sorry. 1.
Fucking hell. And how did you do yourself?
I rolled 18.
And Ted? Natural 20. Natural 20. Okay, fuck.
No, yeah, you. She makes
it. What about you? You sell you out of it?
That's what you said.
Yep.
We take it all.
15?
Huh?
15?
9 plus 4 for me.
Boo, okay.
13. And I rolled a 3.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do it. Okay. Well, that was pretty fucking bad, dice rolling wise. So you're gonna be
probably be okay.
Okay. 27 if you fail. This is all. This is a slashing as a whirlwind of blood appears. 27 or 13 if you succeeded. And she will remain. She will retain the amount she damaged you. The people who failed as a. She'll retain that. So I'll write that down. So she's got 54 blood points in her pool.
I don't like that. I don't like that very much.
Okay. A certain number of blood points equates a certain number of dice that she gets to whip out in 0. Top of the order, Mirage.
Okay.
Kick her hard.
I'm running up to her with my claws.
I'm in danger.
Yes, yes, you are.
Yeah. Natural 20.
Table flip. She crits on 19s and 20s. She doesn't need a nat 20. She chooses to.
And yeah. Then a 17 plus 9. So what do I
roll? Roll your third attack.
Oh, sorry.
Another.
That's 20. Definitely a. Oh, that's a 3 plus 9.
Fucking missed. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So what am I rolling? It's a lot of D6s, obviously.
46 plus 12?
Plus 12.
I'm almost certain. Can I see your sheet real fast? I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure. Yep. That other ability, you don't have the rend anymore, so you
have to
take that off.
Stop. Give me that back.
Would you like to apply Murphy's... fire damage to your crit?
Sure. So that's another additional 2d6?
Correct.
Alright, give me.
Plus 12.
Plus 12. And then an extra 12, yes. So it's 66 plus... No. Yeah, 66 plus 24 plus 12? 66 plus 36.
27 plus 12?
Plus 36.
Okay.
Is... 63? Yeah, she only has one target now, but we all knew that. No one here was surprised that they can't
roll a second attack.
That was it.
Oh.
That was 3 attacks, actually.
Yep.
She missed one.
Okay, now it is Murphy's turn.
He does not have his reaction because he already used
it. That's fine. Okay. 12 plus 8 for 20.
That hits.
6, 7, 8, 9. 9 plus 7 for 16.
20.
16 total.
Okay.
And then now it's Ted's turn.
Yep.
11 plus 8 for 19.
That hits.
17 damage.
Yep.
Is she still up?
Yep.
I say... You're a shitty person and you have a shitty son!
She's going to use her only legendary action that she hasn't had a reason to use yet. And she's going to try and spike Ted.
All of them, the three that are in front of her right now, actively attacking her, below she's enough, going for 10.
Below enough hit points that she gets this, and she needs to hit. So she hits the guy who looks the weakest.
Ted is at 50, Murphy's at 37, and I'm at 97. Are she sure that she's going for Ted?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Does an 18 hit Ted?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she needed that hit. She really needed that to hit.
To heal.
Yep.
Yep. I know.
Ted's gonna... Fuck, that was good. 10, 20, 30, 40 even.
Holy shit!
You walk... Wrong way. You watch as her the wounds on her body close up. And as she sucks the blood out of Ted. When she's bloodied, she gets a legendary action. When she's not, she doesn't.
Interesting.
Just be glad she didn't do that to Murphy.
He would not have been a happy kitty.
Next.
Tommy.
Chimera.
Alright, that's you.
I know.
I really need to hit some more people to heal, because I'm fucked right now.
She needs to... I'm going to go ahead and use the Rotham's Psychic Glance.
Yep.
So she needs to make... A intelligence save.
That's...
She made an attack. Was that with disadvantage?
Yes, I tried to roll two dice.
Okay, just checking. Since it was a legendary action, I figured I'd ask.
I'm going to make that.
Okay.
I'll take half, though. 76, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good roll.
That's a much better roll.
Shit.
18, 20, 30.
So I'll take 15.
5 points less than, and on 3 less dice.
Yeah. Matt's turn. Oh, so bonus action. What would you like to do? Bardic Inspiration somebody?
Yeah, I'll Bardic Inspiration.
Sal. Your brother or Sal?
Sal.
Okay. What's Matt
gonna do? Unfortunately, brother's a speedball. But.
What's he gonna do?
The.
You just did 15.
Yeah, but if I do that, then he's. No, I'm gonna go ahead and take a couple of swings.
Yep. Just roll a bunch of tone. Is he gonna flurry blows? Just roll 20. Save the time. Two hits. Oh, I'm going to make a regular roll against your Frostburn. Sorry.
Oh.
I made the save. So I did not take the extra damage.
Okay.
Okay. Because I can only take the Frostburn once.
Once, yeah.
So. Should be. You get the extra 2 6. You can reapply it. You just can't, like, you can't, like, apply it multiple times in one turn.
Okay. So I'll get one extra die.
I thought it was 2d6 base, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. Okay, yep.
2, 2, and then the extra Frostburn.
Frostburn's 2d6, isn't it?
Proficiency bonus plus d6.
Proficiency bonus d6.
Oh, never mind.
So it's 4. It's 4. You're missing 2 dice.
But I can only apply it once.
You're right. So 4d6 for 1, and then 2d6 for... So you should have 8d6 in your hand. 4 plus 2 plus 2.
The base attack
is 2.
2. 2
plus 4 for Frostburn, plus 2 for the second attack.
Your proficiency bonus is 4, correct?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, where's your pen? You should just remove the plus. Make it times, make it a multi, make it a star?
Yeah.
There you go. There we go.
That's why. Okay.
I understand why you got confused.
Yeah.
Shit, she might have been dead if you had gotten that right the first time.
D6s love me tonight.
They're really not hating on you today.
20, 30,
35. There you go.
On 8d6.
On 8d6.
Plus?
Plus 12.
Drops her.
Boom.
She will, however, make a death plunge. And if she hits hard enough, she gets back up. So let's see if this works. I'm not disadvantaged because I already attacked. So I have my advantage for a death plunge. She's going to try and spike Matthew. Same thing she did to Murphy. Or Ted. That will hit. Let's see if I can overcome how much damage you did to me. However, because you hit me that many times, I can only roll this many dice. We'll see if I can get enough to not be negative. I'm currently at negative 7. You did 47? Yeah. So, and I had 40 hit points. I needed to heal at least 7, which is half the damage I take. Ideal. Yeah, I'm back up. Yeah. For sure. 14, 21, 26.
13 is what you heal.
Yep, so I heal 13, which is enough to be positive.
And I take 26.
Yes. She's really tough to keep down if you're in melee. Because she'll just keep shanking you when she falls.
She's not getting back up.
No. It's her turn right now.
I know.
Okay.
She's
gonna try.
I'm gonna get my turn in melee, yeah. And she's not getting back up.
she's going to try and are you saying that out loud? When I get there, you won't get back up? Do you say that?
Oh.
It's a real question.
No.
He's That's definitely thinking it, though.
That is what I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, no, because she has self-preservation instincts, and there's a thing she could do to stop you from ever touching her.
Yeah.
It's a blood curse.
Hmm. Good call, say no.
Yeah, if you had said yes, it'd be a...
out-of-character thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's to the group. As a the that would be coming through the psychic bond if we had it.
You do.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, that's right.
As you see the
within 30 feet of her, yeah.
The lightning trailing along the power fist, like, you know, getting ready and just
okay, then she's just gonna try and she's gonna attack Matthew again. Because that worked last time. Crit. I'll do it. I don't take max dice for my crits as per my own rules. So I will roll it.
And then she heals that much?
No, the claw doesn't. That's the bitch of it. The claw is her base attack. She has to grapple you to get the free heals. Mm. Or she has to go down, where the hair then lashes out. It's her hair that drains, not her claws. Well, that's pretty okay damage, then. 10... 20...
I kind of want her to try and grapple me, because I want to be able to use my new spell.
34 points to Matthew. Does he go down?
No.
Fuck. I was hoping you'd say yes. Second attack? Oh, yeah. I hit him again?
He goes down.
Okay. I thought so. She's going
to... Yeah, he only had 4 left.
She's going to get a free drain on him, then. Which means she's just going to heal herself, but I gotta also see how much she gets.
He's going to get a failed death save.
But he poofed her. Oh, did he poof?
Yeah.
No, because you can heal him, because he's not dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I'm sorry. You had to spend an action to banish him. To save him, if you thought maybe he was enchanted. He could actually die. You've never had thought about that, but 8, I'm going to heal for that many. Okay, and I have 1 attack left. Okay. She'll go after whoever else is in melee with her. Yes. Is it Ted or Murphy? Yeah. No. Mirage. Make me a wisdom saving throw.
Fuck me.
You almost killed me. I should have...
18 plus 4.
Table flip. the DC was 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you incapacitated.
Please don't do that.
It just says, fuck you. You don't get to do anything anymore. It's hilarious. And all it does is replace an attack. That's just like a thing she can do every round.
Yeah.
Now, it only works on one person at a time.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way so she survives next turn. But you could miss.
Yeah.
You have advantage of the first attack.
Mm-hmm.
Which is bad for me.
Mm-hmm.
Roll your to hit.
I am flying up, and I am going to use the power fist.
I had a feeling. I felt my ass clench.
Well, luckily I rolled with advantage, because the one is a 1. The other's an 11. So, 11 plus con plus proficiency, because, yeah, so yes. Plus 9, 20.
Fucking do your damage. Let's see if you can knock me negative enough that I can't lash out. Let's put that out. Sorry.
That was a 5. Okay, so 10, 20, 30, 40, 4, 46, 51, plus 5, 56.
Okay, lightning. So minus 56, yes. Okay, so that means I'm at negative 25 hit points. Okay? I'm going to lash out with my tendrils. If I hit you, I have to heal myself for 25 or I'm still down. Mm-hmm. Let's see if that works. 28?
That'll hit.
I'm surprised myself, to be honest.
She has advantage.
Is this a grapple?
No. This is a death lunge of her body. Her autonomous system is trying to stop her from dying.
Her hair is reaching out to grab you.
Correct.
Yes.
That was a bad damage roll. That's not going to help me. 10, 25, exactly zero, which is enough that she's dead.
No, because she only heals half.
Even worse, she's dead. She lashed out the last bit of her blood, lashes out with her hair, and she falls.
It didn't break my temporary hit points.
It bypassed your temporary points. It was a life drain. And it went, and she went, her hair went and reached out and big ass claws of blood tried to suck into you, and it drained a little bit of HP, but to no avail. And she falls down a husk. All right, the combat is over. There are no more. Mirage does, however, see that the athletic capes seem like they're all in costume now.
And they're like, I'm gonna go, Dido. I want you to save the recording and upload it to.
You can't,
because we can't.
Where are you? It.
Oh.
This is a private ground, but save it.
Save it, yeah.
To Shinsoku or Joker and have, yep. Hey, these are professional capes. They should have done something, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Noted. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Chimera. Yeah, you guys beat the living piss out of Mrs. Ho. She, for a single creature, she did much better than I expected, to be totally honest.
Oh, no, I've... Two of them. Wait,
now Bobby's gonna hate me. You stole his
Bobby
girlfriend.
Hates all of
mom.
Us.
No. You're marginal.
You're okay.
I would not be surprised if he didn't try to hit on you.
Ew. Oh, he definitely has.
Ew.
Definitely. No questions asked. Definitely hit on you. He's skeevy, man. Like
he is skeevy.
He's a rich boy who never got told no until the day he arrived here.
Yep.
And now he's just chasing that high. Oh, so you guys take out Mrs. Ho, and she falls to the ground lifeless. There are no healers here. The best healer you have is you. Are you gonna do anything to try and save her, or do you think she's?
Go to one.
Do you roll even medicine? Do you even roll a medicine for her, or do you say you did and don't?
No, I will. Just because everything is being recorded.
Roll medicine.
I will do a medicine check. Not that I'm very good at it.
Medicine is wisdom, right?
Yes.
You can also use intelligence in my world.
I will take that because that's a +8 instead of a +5. Everyone needs that chance to be saved. That's a 17 total. No. Oh, sorry, 20 total.
Let me double check my. Yeah. So intelligence makes it 19 is on the die plus.
With a 10, she's dead. She has literally had. There's no blood left in her body. However, with your nat 20 and your arcana, you know that blood hags, if submerged in blood, will come back to life. The only way to keep her dead is to remove her head and burn it. Do you know what hags are known for? Living in the swamp where it's wet.
Yeah.
Where do they own an entire little island? Fucking Florida. There were hints.
Yep.
Not a lot.
Oh, this is
wonderful.
Yeah. I know what Chris would do if Athena wasn't around.
Well, she's not. She's busy gawking at the Athletico capes. for not doing anything.
But I'm still having everything recorded, so I don't want to just...
Fair.
I'm going to put the note in Dido that, you know, she technically she's dead, but she can be revived if...
Dumped in about 20 or 30 gallons
of blood. And left there for a while.
Oh, no, like less than a minute. It's almost instantaneous.
Does it have to be human?
No.
Okay.
Literally any blood. Just enough for her body to jumpstart itself. They are ferociously difficult to kill. Because most people leave them in a pool with their own blood, and then they just heal themselves when you walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to make sure
lightning damage.
Correct.
We'll make sure that she is separated from...
Blood.
But yeah, otherwise, Chris would probably just chop off the head and ignite it.
I know Scorching Ray.
What was it? Cool? Love.
But yeah, that would be, like I said, Chris would do that in a heartbeat, but...
Oh, what? Remove her head?
Remove her head and burn it immediately, but with...
Spike!
With...
We'll have to explain that to Natalie in a second.
Athena around.
Okay, so we have to ask Natalie before we can do it.
Yes.
Here.
Oh, no, I...
What are we doing?
What's
happening? So, I'm going to explain something to you.
Okay.
We need Athena to be cool with something she probably won't be.
Oh, are you going to lie to her?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because... Technically,
we need Athena to be cool with something. We know she's not.
So.
Okay.
Technically, she's dead.
Oh, okay.
Technically. However, I do know that she has an ability.
Okay.
If you put her in blood, she will recover almost instantaneously.
All over again.
So
full health.
Full health, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Only way to truly kill it is by cutting off her head and burning it.
Okay, you guys tell us either that. And she goes, absolutely not. Yep.
That's exactly what I expected from you.
And then she just covers her eyes.
Do you tell Joker that when he arrives?
Oh, like, yes.
About 10 seconds later?
Oh, yes.
Maybe 30 seconds later. It's a long little poke.
Yeah.
He looks at you and he says, that's good tech. Appreciate you. He casts Tensor's floating disc underneath her body. I'm taking this in for evidence. And walks away. He will later that night. He will send you a video of her burning.
Okay.
He
tagged me in that.
Specifically you, because he knows that you told him how to do it, and he wants you to know it got taken care of.
Okay.
She is no longer a threat.
Okay. And then we will go and hopefully get Travis out of the safe room.
Joker has opened that for him before he leaves. He says, sir, he actually leans in, he whispers to him, and he says, oh, please, God, make her go away. roll insight.
Total of 4.
You believe him.
19 plus and 12.
The truth shall set you free. Is that a nat 20?
Yes.
Hell God yeah.
Damn it. I'm gonna give you exactly how it goes down.
Hey.
Because you fucking read his mind, basically. Nat 20 wins. You got a 31. But Nat 20 wins.
That sounds so rude.
You both
You do
get
it to
this.
Me all the time.
Listen.
you both get this.
You're both gonna get this, but Chris is gonna get it a level deeper because it's something I wouldn't have told you otherwise. So both of the... Okay, number 4, you have no idea.
Yeah.
You're like, this dude is an enigma. wrapped up in a mystery.
Interpersonal things, not my thing.
I probably have gotten insight from
Bobby.
No. What's her name?
Rachel?
No.
Tori.
No.
Bright Force?
No. Who? Jackie. You know who Jackie is?
Not off the top of my head. I got a lot of characters in this game. Give me a hint.
Orchid?
Oh. Oh. the orchid in Joker's office.
Uh-huh.
So she told you what?
Oh, I'm sure I've had conversations with her. She's been around a lot longer.
I think he meant your insight is on Mr. Travis.
Oh, is on Travis?
Yeah, no, it's on Travis. Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, I took the wrong... I see where the confusion went.
Yep.
I see the wrong turn.
Yep, so, I just took a wrong turn.
So, not Sal, knows that this man hates this woman more than any man has hated a woman that you've ever experienced.
Wow.
This is like...
Despised.
This person is human filth. I would love to never be in their presence again.
Gotcha.
You read that loud and clear. That's the base level. That'd be like 10. Okay? 20. He's not telling the truth when he said 20 years trapped. Sal would like tell you that happened and you'd realize from the way she's be speaking, it's not possible. 30, which is both of you theoretically hit. While he's not telling the truth about the 20 years, it's something that probably happened a lot. But it wasn't constant like he says it was. Which would mean he's still complicit in some of the things that they've done. Nat 20. He made a deal with some powerful thing that put her into his life. And that's how why he's so wealthy. You get the mystical Wuji vibes. And you almost like... read his contract over. Almost like there's a magical contract that somehow you managed to pierce the veil
see. It's some sort of warlock type.
But yes, you're right. You get a warlock or like really bad cleric maybe vibes off of him. Warlock's probably accurate. Fae warlock. She was a hag, a fae.
Yep.
And she was his patron. Powerful, old, absolutely fucking vicious. And she would take control of his body whenever she felt like it because, and I quote, you disobeyed the contract. Her son is half fae. That is actually their biological son.
Mm-hmm.
There's some notes.
He's half hag. However, because he's male, he'll never turn full hag. Which means he gets all the benefits and none of the drawbacks.
Yeah.
Half male hags are almost unheard of.
I guess it's time to do research on hags and fae.
Great, now we have Nazis that are coming up our asses. Now we have fae and hags coming up our asses.
Well, the hags are fae.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in big trouble. It's very funny.
Yes. Keep laughing at us.
True.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's what you're gonna get, and you two net 20s about this particular person. You kind of just your brain just kind of like attached to some weirdo shit. You almost feel dirty, like for getting too much information. Almost like you read his pheromones.
Ah.
Oh. I like it.
Tying it back to your power set.
Yep.
Yeah, so that fight went on, and it, like I said, it was like less than a minute, but it was bloody. This place is the
visitor center.
This portion of the visitor center is fucked. This portion of the visitor center is fucked. But I mean, it's like a 50-foot area. It's not like it's hundreds. It's 100 feet across. It's it's big, but. It's like the one corner is useless. But that doesn't mean anything when the place is so big. They just cordon it off and make the rest of it available.
And we clean it.
No.
No. You hire people coming in to clean.
Yeah, there are cleaners coming in, especially considering she's a hag. So this is now they know she's a hag. This place is fuck. You guys are gonna go into quarantine. They'll check you. I need con saves from all of you. Great. I'm sorry. Anyone who took any damage from her at all.
Oh, I am gonna heal Matthew. Just
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But yeah,
no, it shit. Doesn't. It just roll con saves.
15.
What's the save?
18.
15 plus
4
for
19. I'm going to use an inspiration.
Why not indomitable?
Because I used that already.
Oh, that was the 22. The 32 you had earlier. Is it Matthew?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. He won't be here.
I used it for El Combustion's thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, I rolled a 3. 6 plus 9,
15. So... anyone who've passed the 18, nothing happens to you. You have some weird dreams.
Yeah.
Like, effectively, it's the Fey realm trying to touch on your psyche. Yeah. I guess Wisdom Save would have been more accurate, which is even worse. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd make it again.
I know you'd still make it. I think
I rolled an 18.
Yeah. So you're yeah. I want to say let's say it was a Wisdom Save instead because it is mental.
That's fine.
Mostly.
Then I wouldn't. I mean, I would have tried again.
It's mostly mental. But that night, or actually, no, it's the night after that. You're sitting in your dorm room, kind of just relaxing after a long day, and you fall asleep. And you are visited by, you wake up in a bog.
Oh.
And you're, like, sitting close. What do you do? This is Mike's mini adventure, real fast.
Oh, God. So, what, he just wakes up and a bog doesn't feel like a dream? It just, he wakes up and.
In a bog?
You close your eyes, and the next moment you open your eyes and you are sitting in a bog. It is dark. It is dank. It is damp. It is dark. There's a moon above you, but it's like orangey red. And you see there's a path leading away from you. What do you do?
Well, not supposed to be waking up in random places like this, so armor?
Doesn't work.
Shit. Do the stars look familiar?
Not at all.
I'm assuming no technology.
Roll history.
Fuck, 10.
You have no idea.
Arcana?
That would also work.
Would be the same.
You can roll. It's a separate roll, though.
Good. 16 plus 8, so 22.
24. Yeah. The stars align with a ritual circle you heard about, maybe, like, when you were studying with Jesse? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I got it right. It is a blood magic ritual, like... time, like, specific phase of the moon timeline thing. And you know that it's one of those things that if it completes, it's really bad for everyone involved.
Okay.
Did you try anything else? Did you walk around? What do you do?
I'm gonna try and get out of here, I suppose.
Okay. Do you follow the path, or do you, like, strike off on your own? Do you fly? Do you try and fly? Is flying, and what power set is flying linked to is what I need to know.
Flying is linked to the exosuit currently, okay. I believe.
Then, if that is the case, it does not work.
I'm checking. Nope, plasma.
It works. No issues.
Because it's mine.
Correct. As you said, it's not mine.
Yep.
And your body, and your soul knows it, even if your body doesn't.
Alright.
I was hoping one of you would fail this.
Yeah. Investigation or tactics?
Investigation.
What would be the best plan? 18 total.
Actually, Arcana would be better, just to try and make a plan.
18 total.
Find the center of the ritual and blow it up. Or disrupt it in some way so that it doesn't go off. Because... If you're the only one here, and assuming it's not just a nightmare, which you don't think it is, based on the fact that some of your powers don't work, You pain. You feel pain. Okay. They're pretty sure this is something that's happening inside you. You really don't want this to finish.
Yeah.
Like, not like you don't want it, as in this can't finish, or bad, bad, bad things will happen.
All right, then I guess I will follow the path.
All right. You're flying above it, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You do notice little blood spikes appearing underneath you, but they can't reach you.
Yeah.
They're only like an inch or two tall.
Yeah.
It's something that you'd be like taking a point, like slowly draining you as you went.
Yeah.
But you fucking said, nah, dog, I'm good. And just flew over top of him. So I will not have you drained when you get to the end. You travel on the path for maybe half a mile, maybe a mile. It winds and curves, but there's so much debris and shit like that, you can't see anything. You finally hit a hard bend, and there's a clearing. In the clearing, there are five standing stones in the shape of a pentagram, and in the center is a very familiar looking hag.
Yay. All right.
She doesn't look aggressive. She's just standing there, chanting. What do you do?
Well, I'm assuming I don't have my weapons because...
Correct. No, nothing's tied to your soul, so no. Like, some people have, like, a soul-bonded weapon, if you were, like, an Eldritch Knight or something like that, or,
Which I'm technically not, even though that's what...
But I'm saying you kind of could be. So it would make more sense at this point to do that, but I know you like... We like that we made...
The Runecrafter is...
We can also reflavor that as Runecrafter, so you can have the spells and the abilities, because it kind of does the exact same thing. Mm. Just thinking out loud. But no, you don't have... You're not like a Hexblade where it's soul, bound to your soul. So no, you don't have a weapon.
Got it.
Anything tied to your plasma power set is totally available. Anything that's tied to the other is not.
Which means...
However...
I have infravision. That's it.
Is that the only power attached to it?
Plasma? The fusion bullet... The elemental adept, resistances, and infravision.
I have a question for you.
Hmm.
This is a meta question. If he didn't have exosuit, what would he have in its place?
That is actually a conversation I had with Rob recently.
Hit me. What would it be?
It would have been the, I was thinking about, and my closest I could come up with would have been the Force Constructs, because it would have given him the armor, would have given him something to play with.
When instinctively you're afraid, you're encased in an armor of Force.
Okay. I know he wanted to use it, so...
he still can.
Yeah.
This is one of those... This is inside your body. This is inside your mind. You see a woman who is doing something to you. You feel it, your blood moving strangely.
Okay. Yeah. I guess we're just gonna... I'm not the one for talking. That's him.
You can. It's in your soul. You.
You don't know
enough Arcana to know you're the one in power here.
Mm.
This is not like roll damage. This is I'm going to say it happens and it does, but it would be a contest of wills.
Ah.
Essentially, it'd be your charisma versus her charisma.
I lose.
She's not that high, but
she's a hag. Her spellcasting is based on charisma.
Correct.
All right.
Your charisma is 15, correct?
16.
Her charisma is 18. Now, she has a +4 proficiency just like you do.
Mm-hmm.
It is literally almost a straight up fight.
Got it.
However, the penalties for you losing are way worse than for her losing.
Yeah.
Do you try and talk to her? Because you could potentially get a benefit or a penalty depending on what you say.
Okay. Yeah. How do I phrase this?
Art's like, is Mike going to get fucked here or not?
Mike is totally going to get fucked here. That's totally what's going to happen. All right. All right. So we'll start with we'll walk into the clearing.
Okay.
This is not your realm. You do not belong here.
Oh, but you don't understand. It will be soon. Either you or that useless husband of mine will die, and I'll take your body. I don't care which. I just want to live on. I'm only 2,000 years old. I'm just a baby.
Only 2,000?
I know. I don't look a day over 1,500. But...
I'm drawing a blank and my brain doesn't like me.
Don't worry, I'll be able to modify your body to my taste. It isn't a problem. Just go to sleep and we'll take care of it all. I'll take care of everything.
My body is not yours for the taking.
Are you sure I can't have your name?
No.
What about your body? Your time?
No.
The answer is always no. It's talking when to a dealing Faye, with Faye. The answer is always no. Unless they say the word not, in which case it's... I'm not talking about that. She looks at you and she says, oh, don't worry.
By the rules of hospitality, you are not welcome here. Get the fuck out.
Roll me straight, just raw charisma. And you're gonna pee against her raw charisma with that.
Performance?
However, no. But it will be, she's at disadvantage because you invoked fairy law.
Woo! All right. Art. I win. Yeah. At disadvantage.
If you hadn't called that, I'd have had a nat 20.
So did I.
Yeah.
My bonus is higher. But still, yeah. She screams. You have 2 ticks against her. It's get to 5. Okay. Roll again.
Well, fuck. I lose that one.
I have a 7.
I have an N1.
Yeah, that's going to lose.
I'm guessing 2 against me.
Correct. It's 2-2. I'm at disadvantage. But she's at disadvantage for every one of these rolls. You have a very good chance of winning this.
Yeah.
I'm adding 4, you're adding 3. There's not... I'm at disadvantage. That is cocked. Oh, God, that is bare...
Son of a bitch.
It is the... That is the closest I've ever... That's another net 20, by the way.
I know.
I'm gonna choose a different die, because apparently that one just wants to get cocked all the time. 15 total.
14 total.
Tick. I'm gonna choose not to roll the one that's rolled 320s in 5 rolls.
Mm-hmm.
I put it away. I changed dice.
So did I.
11.
16.
That'll win. What's the totals?
3-3.
He's fighting for his soul right now?
I know he is. I've heard this whole time.
9.
22.
That's a win.
There it is.
You need one more.
One more.
One more, Mike.
And not a 1. And not a goddamn 1. 7.
15.
There it is.
Her body starts to convulse. And I'm going to give you a choice here. You are going to learn something about yourself.
Okay.
And this is going to happen regardless. Your father did extreme experimentation that he didn't even put in his notes. And that there is a plate adhered to the inside of your spine. Like, it's running along the base of your spine that contains the exosuit power suit. The exoskeleton power set.
Okay.
If it ever gets removed unnaturally, you will die instantaneously. There's no save. This is... You become... Essentially, it rips out... It's tied to your skeletal systems intrinsically.
Yeah.
Unless you had something that would, like, of true res, would be able to undo it. Even a regular, even like a regular res would be fine too, because I can reconstitute a body from my hair. Anything less than that, there's no chance. You have the opportunity to kick her out and have her drag that with you and have it be a natural removal. This is not an exaggeration. This is the only way you could ever remove that power set and not die.
Ooh.
And you would get what you knew is yours. That is the Force Construct power set. This is not me saying you have to do it. The odds of it ever happening, 1 in a billion. And I'm not going to, like, and I'm telling you this now, I'm not going to overtly target it unless your dad unless your dad manages to survive and he's coming to kill you. And I'm not saying that happened, but there is a non-zero chance he's alive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you this as a, here is a choice. This is a soul wound that you have the opportunity to fix. Mm-hmm. It will never come again.
And if I get I can make the force armor or whatever look however I want.
Pretty much identical. You would look, your look would change a little bit, and that it doesn't have that, like.
I would have to relearn the power, use the power, but.
No, you've been forming it like you would your force constructs. Everything is there. It's just the intrinsic abilities would be different. That's about it.
Okay.
Essentially, you can keep pretty much the same shit except for whatever the two intrinsic powers, the rule breakers are, would be different.
Okay.
And like I said, you could say no, and like, no, this is, I've choose this as a part of me, and maybe at some point you could have it integrated, but this is not a guarantee. This is a, hey, this just happened. You were hit with a soul wound, and that was why it basically didn't hurt you, because it didn't actually hurt you. It was looking for an out, and that's what she had. Honestly, she was gonna be all of you at once, and trying whichever one failed fastest, she was gonna take that body.
Yeah,
preferring Athena because she's female.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is one of those things that I'm gonna say, we're gonna close the session here, and you're gonna have that decision to make over the next week, and kind of just think it out. And if this is a character shift, and this is not, again, this is not me saying. Change your power set. I'm not saying
he's giving that. You the opportunity if you wish. You have a week to think about it.
Yeah. And it's a thing in character, it's a piece of his father he hates. But it's also something that's been with him since he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he knows there's something he should have had, is he angry that he doesn't have it? Because, you know, when someone says, oh yeah, you were supposed to be born a millionaire, but instead you were kidnapped. And lived in the slums.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you were told. What you were just told right now.
Okay.
So, we're going to leave it here. We're going to call it a night. And you can make your decision. And next session, we'll talk about it.
Alrighty.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.